Elizabeth Kubler-Ross once called America a death-denying society. In Bhutan, one of the happiest countries in the world, talking about death at least once a day is considered a necessity. Hayome Buddhists in Nepal regard dying as an intricate art to be learned throughout life. And in Papua New Guinea, older people often describe themselves as being in the process of dying. I'm Kathleen Holt, coordinator of our HPPR Radio Readers Book Club, announcing our 2018 fall read, Let's Talk, Aging, Death, and Dying. Like many, I've had my own experience. My story became personal as my middle sister and I walked beside our youngest sister, Jan, to a bedroom in our mother's home, where Jan transitioned, honoring us with her last words, "Thank you all. Love, love, love." It was her benediction. There are reasons for the state of death in our culture. In the early 1900s, the average age at death was just 46 years old. Many died of infections or from accidents. Today, the average age is nearly 80, and many die from one of the big four: degenerative, often long-term chronic conditions, heart disease, cancer, cardiovascular, or lung disease. Caregiving is often one's first experience with death. The author of the first book in our series, Atul Gawande, has a lot to say about his perspective as a physician in a field where dying is considered a failure to heal, as well as from his personal experience with aging parents. Gawande says, "For human beings, life is meaningful because it is a story. A story has a sense of a whole, and its arc is determined by significant moments. Our most cruel failure is in how we treat the sick and aged, in failing to recognize that they have priorities beyond merely being safe and living longer." Our second selection, Medicine Walk by Richard Wagamese, tells the story of acceptance, belonging, and reconciliation. A teenager journeys through the mountains summoned by his estranged and dying father to learn that the stories we don't tell can be as important as the ones we do. This teen cautions, "Sad's not a bad thing unless it gets a hold of you and won't let go." We'll end our fall series with Roz Chast's Can't We Talk About Something More Pleasant? A funny, heartbreaking, and unflinching look at the author's parent stubbornness and denial as they become frail and increasingly unable to care for themselves. Chast describes a time after her mother had been released from a hospital. Her father was already in the early stages of dementia. They were home for another year. Mom never really got her strength back and didn't get out of bed very much. She just got weaker and weaker. Visiting them became terrifying because I thought, how can I leave? I should be moving in with them to take care of them. But, you know, it was a little complicated because I had my own family, a job, children, and a husband. Challenging but enriching topics. I'm Kathleen Holt in Cimarron, closing with an admonition from author Gawande. We have the opportunity to refashion our institutions, our culture, and our conversations in ways that transform the possibilities for the last chapters of everyone's lives.